Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, are you missing out on much of the fun in life? Fun's good for you, you know. It helps you forget about today's problems and prepare for tomorrow's.
But, Eleanor, people don't always feel up to having fun. And frequently, it's a headache or an upset stomach that keeps them from enjoying fun.
Yes, and that's when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend to help you feel good so you can enjoy your fun. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped in water fizz and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer is easy for your system to absorb immediately. Try it. All drugstores sell it. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
An old schoolmate of Mr. McGee's is in town this week. Fellow he hasn't heard of in years. And it turns out the man's a millionaire. Got a collection of oil wells in Oklahoma, and he's richer than a chocolate eclair. The McGee's are having breakfast with him now at the swanky Ritz Vista Hotel.
Ah, isn't this great, Molly, getting together with old Cliff like this? Butter, please.
Here you are. Yes, it's just wonderful. It certainly was nice of you to call us, Mr. Parker.
I wouldn't have gone through here without seeing you two for anything, Molly. That's why I phoned so early this morning. I'm going to be tied up all day, and I have to leave this evening.
Boy, you must really have it made, Cliff. That car of yours, with the chauffeur and everything. Wow, what a boat.
Isn't that something, Fib? I thought you might get a kick out of a Rolls Royce. That's why I sent Crofton to pick you up. Waiter, some more coffee here, please.
I always knew you'd score big, Cliff. When we were kids back in school and you used to snitch jawbreakers from your old man's candy store, I always figured someday Cliff Parker would get rich. And I was right.
Well, I've been...
Of course, I always figured someday I'd get rich, too, but you can't be right all the time.
How true.
Well, I can give you the recipe for making money, Fib.
Oh, quick, write it down, dear.
Yeah.
All you do is have your father leave you a candy shop, run it for 10 years without making a nickel, get so disgusted you finally trade it for a broken-down farm in Oklahoma, and find oil on it. That's all there is to it.
And that lets me out. None of my folks ever had a candy store.
Say, now, where are you two going from here when we finish? Back home? Because I'll have Crofton drive you wherever you say.
Well, as a matter of fact, Cliff, I got a lot of errands downtown today. We'll just walk from here.
Well, whatever you say. Wait a minute. Why don't you take my car to do your errands with, and my driver? Sure.
What? Oh, we couldn't do that. We just...
Why not?
Yeah, why not, Molly? Old Cliff wants us to let his chauffeur drive us around in his Rolls Royce. Why not?
Well, I...
Sure. I'm just going to be sitting upstairs in a meeting with a bunch of dull lawyers all day. I don't need the car at all until late afternoon. When I need it, I'll give you a ring. There's a phone in the car.
Yeah, swell. Boy, oh boy, when I ride up to Kramer's drugstore in a chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce and buy a 2-cent stamp from him, he'll blow his top so completely dilly.
Oh, I just can't get over this automobile, McGee. It's as long as a boxcar.
Did you ever see anything shine like this, baby? Looks like a patent leather steamboat. Too bad Kramer wasn't in the drugstore because... yes, Crofton, did you wish to speak?
If you please, sir. Where to now, sir?
You may continue on course for the present, Crofton. Just cruise back down 14th Street again.
Very good, sir.
And slowly, Crofton, slowly. Don't want to snub any of our friends, you know.
Good heavens, no. That's the last thing in the world we would...
Hey, ain't that Les Nelson? Yeah. Hey, hi, Les. Hi, Les. Hi, boy.
Didn't see you, did he?
Big clod. He's so busy gawking in that bakery window, he wouldn't turn around if Eisenhower rode past on a donkey wearing a coonskin cap.
Well, I tell you, this is really luxury living. Oh, I wish Mabel Toops could see me now. Her eyes would pop like bubblegum.
There's a lot of people I'd like to see me right now, especially Doc Gamble. I'll bet he never rode in a Rolls Royce in his whole big fat
life.
Oh,
see, look, isn't that Mr. McDonald, the president of the Third National?
Where?
We just passed him, coming out of the bank.
Hi, Mac! Hey, McDonald, it's me. Hey, Mac!
McGee, watch it. Heavenly days, you nearly went out that wind ahead first.
Well, I was afraid old man McDonald wouldn't see me.
And you were right, he didn't. Sit back there.
Doggone it, what's the matter with me today, anyhow? Am I invisible or something?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just that nobody expects to see us riding in a Rolls Royce, and even if they do see it, they won't believe it.
Well, we'll find out about that, my dear. Oh, Crofton, you may turn left at the corner, my good man, and drive me to my club.
Your club, sir?
Right-ho, Crofton. The Elks Club.
Oh, very well, sir.
When you get there, wheel right up in the driveway and lean on the horn, old chap, but loud.
Oh, yes, sir.
So far, nobody's seen me yet, but boy, they're sure going to hear me. In fact, you can start tooting that horn right now, Crofton. Just keep it up till I tell you to stop.
Oh, very good, sir.
We'll see if I'm invisible or not. Them brother elks of mine are going to...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you can't always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. That holds true for children and adults, and a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Well, how do you like that? Elks Club closed up tight.
Yeah, I could see it.
Nobody in there but a bunch of dad-ratted painters. Nobody told me they were going to have the club painted this week.
Maybe they just decided to do it.
Crofton, stop blowing that horn. What the heck are you doing?
You instructed me, sir, to sound the klaxon. Loud, you said, sir.
Well, I'm instructing you to cut it out now.
Very well, sir.
McGee.
Well, gee whiz. Why didn't they tell me the club was going to be closed today?
Well, now where?
Doc Gamble's office, that's where. That's the one guy I want to rub this into more than anybody. Take us to 14th and Oak, Crofton. Immediately.
As you wish, sir.
You suppose the doctor's in his office now, McGee? He may be out, you know.
I'm going to find out pronto, kiddo. Hand me the phone.
You're sitting on it.
Oh. I thought this seat felt kind of lumpy. I sure hope Doc's in because he's the one guy I want to... Hello, operator. Get me Dr. George Gamble, the well-known physician, Mert.
Oh, dear. Even on a car telephone.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What's that, Mert? Your cousin's going to Washington. Oh, made him a senator, eh?
Wonderful. What is he, a Democrat or Republican?
Second baseman. They saw him play ball in high school in the big leagues. What's that, Mert? Okay, I'll try later. Doc will be in an hour, kiddo.
Good. Meantime, let... Oh, Crofton.
Yes, madam?
Turn right at the next corner, please. You may take us to the Mr. and Mrs. Mortimer Toops residence, Crofton. Oh, Mabel Toops will just have a fit when we roll up. Darn the luck, anyhow. I should have remembered that Mabel wasn't going to be home today.
Yep.
Isn't this the silliest thing? For once in our life, here we are with a Rolls Royce and a chauffeur, even. Nothing to do but ride around all day, and who do we see? Nobody.
Don't you worry. The look on Doc Gamble's face is going to be worth all our trouble today, Tootsie. He'll be so jealousy. Oh, stop at the end of the block up there, Crofton. Dr. George Gamble's office.
Very well, sir. Shall I circle the block, sir, or shall I wait?
You shall wait, Crofton. Right smack dab in front of his office. You can stay in the car, Molly, and I'll go get old Doc.
Good, good.
And I mean get him. Because I'm going to show the good fat doctor the kind of friends of mine's cars we ride in, even if I have to carry him out here piggyback and make 3 trips to do it in. And I got a big surprise waiting out there at the curb, George. I want to show it to you.
Gee, McGee, can't you come back a little later? I got patients waiting in there by the dozen. Been at the hospital all day.
It won't take long, Fatso. My gosh, you're my best friend. So I rushed right over here to show it to you. Come on.
Oh, but my patients. Some of those people have been waiting hours.
Look, let's face it, Fatso. The longer they wait for you to get to them, the longer they'll live, and you know it.
Oh, for the love of... All right, it's the only way I'll ever lose you, I suppose.
Come on.
Be back in a minute, Miss Ogilvy. Take Mr. Carpel in and stick a thermometer in his mouth, will you?
Ah, boy, oh, boy. I've been waiting all day to show you this, Fatso.
What is it?
You'll see.
Gee.
I just want to give you an idea of the type of people I associate with, Lard Bucket. The type of wealthy businessmen my old schoolmates all turn out to... What the...
Here I am, McGee, over here. Hello, Doctor.
Well, hiya, Molly. What's all this fuss?
Molly, where is it?
Mr. Parker called Crofton on the phone, sweetheart, right after you went inside.
Huh?
Needed the car right away. He offered to have Crofton drive us home, but I said he'd done enough for us. We'd take the bus.
Oh, doggone it.
What goes on here? What is this? Who?
Well, you see, Doctor, a friend of McGee's, a millionaire...
Ah, tell him nothing, Molly.
Oh,
he won't believe it anyhow. Come on, let's go home.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
I love snow, don't you? When you look out of your window and see the houses and trees and lawns all covered with snow, it's such a beautiful sight. The only trouble is, the season for snow is also the season for catching colds. So make sure you dress for the winter weather, and make doubly sure you have enough Alka-Seltzer on hand. Yes, because when you catch cold, Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer relieves the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. And for a raspy, irritated throat, Alka-Seltzer makes a wonderfully soothing gargle. Believe me, once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. So check your supply right now, and when your tablets are down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. Quick relief for cold discomforts.
Kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi.
Say, you kids going high hat or something? I seen you downtown this afternoon, and I hollered and waved, but you never even looked at me.
No kidding. You saw us, huh? You saw us?
I sure did, son.
Well, thank goodness somebody did. We didn't see you, or we'd have stopped and given you a lift.
On a bus?
Bus?
Sure. You were getting on the bus in front of Doc Gamble's office,
and I hollered... Skip it. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Crofton were played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, and Millionaire Parker by Art Jacobson. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Weekdays, follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.